On Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. We're at the 25th chapter of Jeremiah, and about the 32nd verse, if you'd like to follow along. 32nd verse of the 25th chapter, Jeremiah. Let's begin to read. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, evil is going forth from nation to nation. No truer words have ever been spoken. But by God, these are the words that Jeremiah spoke from the mouth of God. He was the spokesman. And he is telling us that the evil has gone from nation to nation, and a great storm is being stirred up. I don't know if you can get that or not, but it's very simple. From the remotest parts of the earth, those slain by the Lord on that day will be from one end of the earth to the other. It's not going to matter, because the evil, as the evil spreads like a pandemic, like a virus that goes from town to town, city to city, and country to country, the evil is like, it's a disease, folks. It is a disease, and it has spread around the world, and it has been ignored for years and years, but it is something that has spread throughout the world. The evil that has gone around the world and came back again has, like the red horse, the evil that has stirred up the red horse, and the red horse goes throughout the world and spreads the desire for war, the desire for unrest, and all kinds of evil. A great storm is being stirred up from the remotest parts of the earth. Those slain by the Lord on that day will be from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be lamented, gathered, or buried. They will be like the dung on the face of the ground. This is speaking of the battle of Armageddon, where the birds of the air will begin to eat these carcasses that will be sitting on the ground. And some of them will be buried. Those that appear to be actually corrupted or polluted with some kind of a nuclear fallout, they will be professional buriers that will be dispatched, according to Ezekiel 37:38. These professional buriers will come and bury some, but the blood will be at the horse's bridle. There will be so much blood, and they will try to get some of them buried. But there will be a lot of them that will be eaten by the birds of the air and by the animals. And this will be something that will take place as well. And if we study this, we'll learn what God is going to be doing in this last day, because there's so much evil in the world that just like the time when the evil had to be eradicated by the flood, we're at that point again. And not by flood, but it'll be by other things. Now, let's continue to read this. From one end to the other, they will not be lamented, gathered, or buried. They will be like dung on the face of the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry. Wallow in the ashes, you masters of the flock, for days of your slaughter and your dispositions have come. And you will fall like a choice vessel. Flight will perish from the shepherds and escape from the masters of the flock. Hear the sound of the cry of the shepherds and the wailing of the masters of the flock, for the Lord is destroying their pasture, and the peaceful folds are made silent. Because of the fierce anger of the Lord, he has left his hiding place like the lion, for the land has become a horror. Because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword, and because of his piercing anger. Now, this is a dual reference, of course, because of the slaughter by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar will do this evil thing. They'll come in. He will destroy many people. They'll be left, and for the birds and the carcasses will be left out in the open. They'll be slaughtered. But I believe this is also a time when the Battle of Armageddon will take place as well. Because there is the Bible is dual reference material. And when it is spoken at one point in time, it may refer to several different time periods. And you can more or less take that as truth. Because the things that are spoken by God will take place several times as a truth of God. Let's continue to read his and because of his fierce anger, for chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all of the cities of Judah who have come to worship in the Lord's house all the words that I have commanded you to speak to them. Do not omit a word. Do not omit one word. Now, this is very important we get this. God's word, every bit of it, is important. Every single bit. Every word, every chapter, every verse, every line is so important that we not ignore it. You know, a lot of people just ignore the word of God, some of it. They'll take some of it and leave the rest and just say, it doesn't mean anything. And they'll omit a lot of the word of God. You know, they'll take out the prosperity message or whatever and say, you know what, we'll just do this and forget the rest. Because, you know, the people just don't want to hear it. Well, people better want to hear it because it's very important that we hear every single word and not just half of it and not just tearing out pages at random because we don't like them. We don't want to hear these things. We don't want to hear what God is going to do in his anger, in his fierce anger in the end times. Nobody wants to hear that. Well, we all had better get ready to listen to it because it's something that we are going to experience one day. And unless he takes us out, folks, we're going to experience these things. And it'll be something that it won't be pretty. It won't be pretty. So we better get ready and take to heart what God is speaking in the book of the Revelation in these different places that we don't want to hear. Because a lot of times, he is speaking and no one is listening. No one's listening. Because it's just simply something we don't want to hear. It's something old hat. That's just old hat. I don't want to hear that. That's just something that we've heard for years and years, and we're not, we're done listening to that. Let's continue on reading. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, this word came to the Lord, from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord, stand in the court, in the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah who have come to worship in the Lord's house in all the words that I have commanded you to speak to them. Do not omit a word. Perhaps they will listen, and everyone will turn from his evil way, that I may repent of the calamity which I am planning to do to them because of the evil of their deeds. And you will say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I have been sending to you again and again and again, but you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth. Now that's a horrible thing to think about, isn't it? I'll make this city a curse to everybody. We certainly had better be listening to what God is speaking. Because when he says he's going to make a curse to this city, to all the nations of the earth, we better listen. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. They heard him speak these words in the house of the Lord. When Jeremiah finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, the priests and the prophets, and all the people seized him. Now, there's something you ought to listen to and take note of. They didn't have time to stop him because he started prophesying. And they said, well, we may as well just listen for a while. But they, after listening to Jeremiah, all the words, the people seized him. The prophets, the so-called prophets, priests, everybody seized him, took him. You must die. That's what they said, folks. You must die. This was a prophet of God, folks. You must die. How would you like to be speaking God's word? And instead of, oh, you know, let's get him the finest hotel in town. Let's get him a hotel. Let's get him a stretch limousine to pick him up and bring him to the synagogue. How would you like to hear, you must die? That's what they told Jeremiah after he prophesied, you must die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house will be like Shiloh, and the city will be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered about Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. I'm telling you, folks, the same stuff is going on today. The same stuff is going on today. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to realize what is going on. Help us to realize the day and age we live in, and help us to take to heart every word Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We receive you as Lord and Savior right now. God, save us. Cover us with your blood. We believe in you. We thank you. And heal our minds and our souls and our bodies. We receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like to write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.